CliffCentral.com.
So for today, the one thing for the week is Judgment Day, all right? You have to prepare. Now you have to prepare for Judgment Day. You have to fill in a self-assessment form. I'm going to give you a couple of things and you have to tick them off if you've done them or you haven't, right? So in Judgment Day, it's like the screen. If you're looking at us on YouTube now, there are three parts to Judgment Day. There's the good, your good deeds. That would be, let's say that's the seer part of the show or the part of the form. Then there's the bad deeds, your sins. That's Bulelo. And then there's the other stuff, which is me. All right, so let's start off with your good deeds, okay? You must list a bunch of things that you think are your good deeds. It could be, for example, helping a blind person across the street, comforting a crying child, returning a lost wallet, giving to a charity, curing the sick, feeding the hungry, helping the aged, saving a cat up a tree, planting a tree, forgiving an enemy, going to church, having been a good listener, being faithful to your spouse, drying the dishes without being asked. Those are the kinds of things you're going to put down there, right? And then each of those will score you 1 point. So you can say under good deeds, you get, like, let's say you get 7 out of 10, then yeah, it looks pretty good for you. Then your sins. Are you ready for sins? Number one, fornicated with strangers. Lied to your own mother. Murdered your father. Stole ice cream from a child.
Now, can we put an asterisk on that one?
Why?
If the child was asleep.
I once did do that.
You stole ice cream from a child.
This lady was walking a pram. I can't remember where I was, somewhere global, and I took an ice cream out of her pram because it had like little pockets.
Aren't you horrified by this? This is the most disgusting thing.
You can't lie on Judgment Day.
What's wrong with you? How embarrassing!
It was a different me.
Really?
It was a different me.
The fact that you, how old were you when this happened?
Oh, in my mid-20s. No. At least I'm willing to admit it.
All right, that would go on your list of sins. How about this one? Envied everyone I met. That counts as 1 point. Was gluttonous as a baby or an adult. There are lots of people who are going to have to write that one down. Sacrificed goats to Satan. Have you ever done that?
Please let there be someone who has done that. Just let the truth set you free. Call us, email, send a pigeon to us. Tell us when and why you did that. It is Judgment Day after all.
Borrowed a library book forever. Masturbated uncontrollably. Skipped Sunday school. Or told an orphan that they were ugly. That's pretty mean.
Is that the last one?
Yes. That's the last one. Told an orphan that they were ugly. So now work out your sins. It'll give you a total out of 10. Work out your good deeds. It'll give you a total out of 10. In the final category, these are other ones, all right? These you might win or lose a couple of points. You know, if God's feeling particularly kind or charitable, he might let you in on the basis of these. I've knitted someone something out of wool. That'll get you an extra half a point, for example. Holidayed in some beautiful place more than once and didn't feel guilty about it. That'll get you another point. Bulelo, you'd have to put that down. Kept things in alphabetical order. That'll get you half a point in heaven. Yeah, that's true, Sia. But went to a Bon Jovi concert.
I would, but no, I haven't.
Okay, you haven't. Never really had a favorite film or favorite child. That's probably a good thing. that's a good thing. I got to be in middle management in a company. That's like a half a point if you got to be in middle management. And I once watched a documentary about an orphanage.
Oh, I actually have.
Oh, you have? What was that?
Yes.
Okay, so see how are you squaring up there on the list? How did you do on Judgment Day?
For my sins, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five sins.
Yeah.
Other is listed as 2.
Okay, 2 points.
And then my good deeds are debatable because, well, I think I've done way more good than those conventional ones. So very I'll good. Give myself so a you, full 10, even though so you, I haven't helped a blind person.
Are you saying you would get into heaven?
Yo. Ha! You know those girls at the club with the bottle service girls?
Yes.
With the champagne and the sparklers. Ah, that's what I'll be doing in heaven. I'll just be sure. There.
I don't doubt it for a second. That's very seer. All right. So, Bulela, I'm not even going to ask because we all know you're going to straight to hell. There's just no two ways about it. You're going straight to hell with a handbag.
I stole an ice cream from the baby. Could you imagine the disappointment on the baby's face when the mom got home and there was no ice cream in there? Just imagine.
Oh man! Listen,
Gareth, what did you? Where did you?
Score? Oh no! Listen, I think I'm probably going to hell. I don't even know what's on the list. It's particularly my list of sins, but I know I'm going to hell. In any case, all the people I like will be in hell. I don't want to go to heaven. CliffCentral.com